We have another 9 News update for Thursday, April 22, 2021. As Taylor Swift's newest album, Fearless, Taylor's Version, blasts in at number 1 on the Billboard 200, her previous release, Evermore, generates its own latest chart achievement. The latter's Willow ascends to number 1 on Billboard's Adult Pop Airplay chart, becoming the first radio chart leader from Evermore. The lead pop single from Evermore became Swift's 7th number 1 on the multi-metric, all-genre Billboard Hot 100 upon its debut on the December 26, 2020 data tally. On the latest Adult Pop Airplay chart, dated April 24, Willow becomes Swift's 8th number 1. She ties Katy Perry for the 3rd most leaders in the survey's 25-year history, after Maroon 5's 14 and Pink's 10. Evermore arrived as Swift's 8th number 1 on the Billboard 200 and has earned 1 million equivalent album units to date, 391,000 in album sales, according to MRC data. Willow concurrently holds at its number 6 high on the Adult Contemporary chart after reaching number 17 on Pop Airplay. Two other Evermore singles have scaled Airplay charts, Coney Island, featuring The National, hit number 18 on Adult Alternative Airplay, and Nobody, No Crime, featuring Haim, rose to number 54 on Country Airplay. While not being promoted as a proper radio single from Fearless, Taylor's Version, Love Story, Taylor's Version, has hit number 29 on Adult Contemporary, number 39 on Adult Pop Airplay, and number 57 on Country Airplay. It launched as Swift's 8th number 1 on the multi-metric Hot Country Songs chart. From publisher, Billboard. Man busted trying to break into Taylor Swift's NYC apartment. The Shake It Off singer had an unexpected visitor. Hanks Johnson, 52, allegedly tried to force his way into Taylor Swift's pricey Franklin Street pad about 8:30 p.m. Saturday but was foiled when cops arrived, sources said. Johnson has showed up at Swift's building to ring the doorbell at least 5 times over the past 6 months, and the head of security there told him he's not welcome inside, according to a criminal complaint. He was charged with criminal trespass and released on his own recognizance after a Manhattan criminal court arraignment Sunday night. Outside the courthouse, Johnson made a show of sending direct messages to Swift's Instagram account, and claimed the predictive text suggestions on his phone were actually replies from the megastar. He described himself as a motivational speaker and claimed he was visiting her to make a presentation at her request, so they could place America back on top economically and increase the vibrations in America. She messaged me from her place, I think, and she invited me to come over, that's why I went there, he said. I went to Franklin St. just to communicate with her about the presentation. And that's when the police came. He also showed off a restraining order barring him from contacting models Bella and Gigi Hadid, who are close pals with the pop star. Johnson is the latest in a string of stalkers for Swift, who is famous for hits like Love Story and Look What You Made Me Do. In March 2019, Roger Alvarado, 23, was busted on felony charges after he used a ladder to climb up to the terrace of her Franklin Street apartment, just months after he served jail time for a 2018 break-in attempt there. The latter stunt cost him 2 to 4 years behind bars. From publisher, NightDailyNews.com. Taylor Swift, Fearless, Taylor's Version, Album Review. When Taylor Swift announced that she planned to re-record each of her albums to effectively take control of her masters and stick it to famed music manager Scooter Braun, the move was quintessential Taylor, strategic, savvy, and easily mapped onto an empowerment narrative. This wasn't simply a cynical IP grab with purely financial implications. This was also a woman quite literally reclaiming her past selves. For listeners, however, the value proposition seemed less clear. So much of the relationship between pop star and fan revolves around the idea of blessings, with the generous artist bestowing gifts to her listeners. With new versions of old albums, Swift seemed to ask her fans to accept the redone albums as a new canon to replace the beloved decade-old records. Fearless, Taylor's Version, is the first of 6 of these planned new versions. Starting with her 2nd album is a deft choice. Her writing is stronger than on her 2006 self-titled debut, and Fearless contains some of her more iconic and commercially successful tracks. Instead of cosplaying a caricature of her 18-year-old self, we get present-day Taylor in conversation with the Taylor of the past with a wrenching intimacy. What is to be gained from parsing the gap between remix, recitation, and reincarnation? Dissecting the Easter eggs tucked into Swift's songs has always been part of the Taylor listening experience, decoding which lyric corresponds to which breakup, tracing the lineage of each biting remark. Fearless, Taylor's Version, presents a different puzzle, spotting the difference between the original and this almost identical copy. These versions are slightly more polished, like photos touched up on Instagram with a press of a button, the sound is brighter, the mix is clearer, each peal of guitar is sharper. Most of the alterations to original songs are barely noticeable. Besides an invigorating blast of fiddle on Love Story, each song's runtime remains either exactly the same or off by a single second. The songs on Fearless surge between hope and pain, bitterness and awe. The tension in Taylor's early albums drew from that dichotomy, to reach for fairy tales while listing their fallacies, to decry white horses and still believe there's redemption in the perfect dress. Today was a fairy tale, a song she wrote to accompany her cameo in the 2010 rom-com Valentine's Day, slots right into this context with buoyant guitar and Swift's ode to magic in the air. The other new songs on Taylor's version, released from her famed vault, blend into that bland, twangy sweetness, with the exception of Mr. Perfectly Fine, a delightful, strumming takedown. "I don't know how it gets better than this," she sings on the title track, and that glow remains even as she describes a breakup that leaves her breathless. From publisher Pitchfork. Thanks for listening. Check back for more, and don't forget to dance every day.